You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. After an exciting weekend at Kauffman Stadium, there's only one person to talk to. The Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joins us on the show today. Denny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Carrington.
Denny, what was your favorite part about this weekend?
Well, the gala on Thursday night was just tremendous in all respects, and the surprise ending with Garth Brooks and seeing the guys from 85 and from 15, outstanding. Some of the guys you hadn't seen in a long time. And some of the guys who live here. And everybody just had a wonderful time. It was a great event. And then it was fun to see the reunions on Friday and Saturday. And then everything wrapped up on Sunday.
Obviously, everyone isn't able to attend, or everyone from those teams are not still with us. But it was just really exciting to see that bridge between the two teams, where you have so many players from the 85 World Series team and so many players from 15, and to see them all take one big group photo of these two teams that won a championship, that was a really cool image.
Yeah, and it was interesting. Some of the guys from 85 were picking the brains of the 15s and vice versa, and that was interesting. And I know for a fact that some of the guys that are playing right now had their ears tuned in to some of those conversations. So, yeah, a lot of advice, a lot of knowledge, a lot of memories going back and forth, and it was pretty good theater.
One thing I thought was really cool was, at least I was there on Saturday, I didn't see the Friday celebration, but I imagine it was pretty similar, how they showed a lot of the highlights and kind of went step by step. And you forget how vital Kendrys Morales was, or Alex Rios, and some of those complimentary players. Who were those players in 1985? Because we talk about the stars, the Frank White, the Willie Wilson, the George Brett. But I'm guessing they had their Alex Rios type, their Ben Zobrist type, that were very instrumental in them winning a championship. Who was that 1985?
Dane Orge. Dane Orge provided some big hits and big moments. He'd come off the bench. In fact, he drove in the winning run. And yeah, guys like that do come out of the woodwork in the series and in the playoffs. And you need those guys, because the big guns can't get it done all the time, because the other team knows that those are the guys that can really hurt you. So they're very careful pitching to them. And it's up to the guys coming off the bench or some of the guys hitting down lower in the batting order to get the job done. And when that happens, then you emerge the winner.
What really stood out to me watching the highlight package that was put together is how many times things could have went left for the Royals. You remember in September of 2015, the Royals kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start and maybe didn't finish the season as strongly as they would like. They got down in the Houston series. Like, there were these moments where there's just such a razor-thin margin between success and failure. But the Royals in 15 just always seem to figure out a way, and that's what really stands out to me about that team and ultimately helped them prevail and win the championship over the Mets.
Yeah, you're right on it, because the teams that are competing in the playoffs are very good teams, and there's not a whole lot between them. And so it is the breaks, and it's the little things that matter in those games. And it's the same as the regular season unwinds. To win a baseball game, you can't make mistakes. You have to play good, solid defense. If your pitching is sound, your offense is cooking, why, then you're going to win. But, yeah, very little difference between when you get into the playoffs and the World Series, and so little things really matter a lot.
Denny, I'm going to give you a lot of credit for this because you, I think, noticed it in 14 and 15, I think a little earlier than most people. I'll never forget this call. You said, when it's your year, it's your year. And just there was a stretch there where it didn't matter how you flipped the coin, it was always going to land in the Royals' favor. There was just something magical about that stretch.
Yeah, and I really started noticing, I guess along with Ned Yost, that the Royals were going in the right direction because from a really bad team, and teams would come on here and beat the Royals, and there was no problem. Kauffman Stadium, any team, name them, they'd come in, they'd win 2 out of 3, no big deal. The next year, then, they don't come in and win 2 out of 3. They might win 1 out of 3. In other words, the Royals went from a team that really couldn't do much into a team that was really hard to beat. And so when they're hard to beat, they're on the right track. And you say, boy, what about another year or so? Not only are they going to be hard to beat, they're going to be winners. And that's how it evolved. But you have to see a team go from bad, hapless, if you want to say that word, to, okay, they're moving it up a notch. They're hard to beat. Teams are coming in here, and they have to really struggle. Yeah, they might win 2 out of 3 of the opponent, but boy, they really had to hustle, and they really had to get some breaks to do it, to the point where now the Royals are in charge at Kauffman Stadium. The teams come in, and the teams lose 2 out of 3, or all 3, or maybe all 4. And so you can see that thing evolve, and Ned Yost will tell you that when he started as manager of the Royals, he could foresee down the road. He said, I can't give you the number of the year when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And he saw it before I did, and I started to see it when the Royals were hard to beat.
I think Ned gets a lot of credit for this. I think Ned knew the right buttons to press with that team. That, you know, certain kids need to be parented a certain way, like certain teams need to be coached a certain way. I'm not sure if you could have got another manager to get the most out of 14 and 15 the way that Ned did, the way that he knew how to push buttons, the way that he knew to push certain guys, give guys a longer leash than other guys. He just had the right feel and overall temperament for those two teams.
Yeah, and I will agree with you there. And he also will always talk about his coaching staff. And he may be the only one that does because he had some great coaches. And it takes individual instruction. Some coaches can get closer to a player than the manager. Sometimes it's the manager who can get closer to a player than any one of the coaches. And they all had a real good idea of how that was going to work. And so it evolved. You had the coaches chipping in. You had Ned Yost, the manager. He was the head of it, obviously. And it was either he's the winning manager, he's the losing manager. And he understood that. But it took everybody on board pulling on the same rope, and the coaching staff, who were really a vital part of those winning teams and probably didn't get enough credit.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, going over a great weekend celebrating the 85 and 15 teams. We'll also get his thought on the current present-day Royals. Let me ask you this question about the Royals bullpen back in 15. You've seen them all. Where does that bullpen rank in 15, or where does that bullpen rank in 14 and 15? Because one overwhelming advantage that the Royals had during that time frame is that game was a 7-inning game. If there was a way that the Royals could be up 3-1 heading into the 7th inning, you might as well go ahead and start the bus. You were not going to score 2 runs off of that team.
Yeah, if the Royals are leading 4-2 going into the 7th, game over. See you tomorrow night. And I said to Ned at one time, I said, man, do you have an easy job? If you get the team in front after the first 6 innings, you can just sit back, relax, and have a pitcher come in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and school's out. And who are you pitching tomorrow night? And he said, absolutely. He said it was the greatest thing in the world. And Whitey Herzog, he noticed that years and years ago. And Whitey, had he had a real closer, let's say a Dan Quisenberry, who came along a little bit too late for Whitey during his tenure here, but Whitey Herzog taught the Royals how to win. And they did 3 years in a row, lost to the Yankees 3 years in a row. But I think the Royals would, I know the Royals would have won 2 out of 3 from the Yankees those years. And the Yankees would have won in the odd year. Maybe the Yankees. The Yankees, were, I think, were a better team in 78. The Royals were the better team in 77. And the Royals and the Yankees were almost dead even as far as talent and ability to win, how to win in 76. But 76, 7, and 8, the Royals had tremendous talent, but they just needed a guy coming out of the bullpen. And there would have been a World Series trophy paraded around Kansas City long before 85.
Denny, where is your 85 ring? Where's your 15 ring?
15 ring is in the box. It's really cool. You open it up and there's a little light in the box and it shows on the ring. And the 85 ring, you'll find it usually on my hand when you're at the ballpark. I don't wear it around the house, but socially I'll break it out, and I wear it a lot because that's number one World Series champions, no outs to go. And, it'll always hold a special spot.
Denny, you are always big, and I would say our conversations over the years, you have really taught me not to overreact. We are coming up on Memorial Day. In fact, we are 7 days away from Memorial Day. I've seen enough of the Royals' offense to know they're going to need help at some point. I don't know when they're going to make that move, mid-June, mid-July, but they don't have enough offensively, I think, to win their division or really challenge in a way that at some point, whether it's a bat in the outfield, whether it's finding a second baseman, they're going to have to add some additional pop in that lineup.
Yeah, the lower part has not contributed much. And if you think back to last year, the Royals really had a lack of production from left field and right field. Three guys basically carried the Royals last year. And you can't win consistently with three guys because eventually the opponent, recognizing that, they're going to work around those three guys and get their outs when the outs are available down further in the batting order. And yes, I agree with you. If you're not solid, at least from 1 to 7 or 7.5, then, yeah, you're going to really struggle. Pitching and defense are great ways to win baseball games, but you still have to score a run once in a while to win. So, yeah, you get no argument for me in that regard. The Royals are working on it. I know JJ was working on it, thinking about it every day.
I'll get you out of here with this last question, and I'm going to handle this with kid gloves a little bit. Are we worried about Salvador Perez? Because we are heading up on Memorial Day. He's hitting .223. He only has 2 home runs this year. We're talking about somebody who is 35 years old, who has played a lot of baseball in his career. Are we worried at all about Salvador Perez offensively?
Well, not yet. But how about checking with me on June the 20th, and we'll talk again.
All right, Denny, I can do that. That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show. We are going to ask you the question. I'll give you my answer as well. We are a week away from Memorial Day, and things are not going as planned with Salvador Perez. He is 35 years old. Are you worried about Salvi? We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right. Now, I know how you guys get when these topics come up. And I'm going to tell you off the front end, I'm not entirely ready to make my final decision. I simply want to start the conversation and check the temperature of the room. When I said that I felt that Travis Kelce was diminishing, I was pretty certain, and I felt that all the numbers backed it up. I know you guys think otherwise, but I don't just come on here to say things to say them. I usually try to have data points. I usually try to have information that backs up what I'm saying. And I try to see if it matches up with what I'm seeing as I watch these games. If you go through the first 45 games last year for Salvador Perez, he had 11 doubles, 8 home runs, 36 RBIs. He was hitting .333, had an on-base percentage of .400, and was slugging .549. If you want to go in the first 45 games of this season, well, the doubles are still there. He has 13 doubles so far in his first 45 games. He has 2 home runs and 21 RBIs and is hitting .223 with the .259 on base percentage. One of the major reasons why the Royals' offense is struggling is Salvador Perez. Now, I'm not telling you that Salvador Perez is cooked, because honestly, I don't know yet. Just last year, Salvador Perez was one of their key offensive contributors and one of their most important players. He has gotten off to an incredibly slow start. Is this indicative of a 35-year-old who has played a lot of baseball in his career? Salvador Perez is 3 games short of playing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In 1,600 baseball games, we're talking about a guy that every year is playing somewhere between 130 and 155 games or so, and he's been doing that pretty consistently since 2013. It was noticeable to me as I was watching this weekend, and my friend looked to me and said, is Salvi the only one from the 15 team that's still playing? And I look back and I said, yeah, everybody else that was being celebrated is done. Lorenzo Cain, done. Eric Hosmer has a podcast now. Mike Moustakas is going in the Royals Hall of Fame on the 31st. Everybody else that we grew up with and loved and forever Royal, they're done at this point. Salvi is the only one who is still in the major leagues. He's 35. How worried are you about Salvador Perez? Because I think one thing is pretty clear. It is going to be very difficult for this team to hit its ceiling, to hit its high points, to turn things around offensively if a player that they were counting on to be one of their run producers continues to give you what he's giving you. We already know that the speed was never the thing. He doesn't get on base. He doesn't hit for power. He doesn't drive in runs. And he doesn't walk. Like, there isn't a lot offensively that Salvi is helping you with. I am willing to give Salvi more time. A, because of the respect that we all have for Salvi. Denny says give him another month. Denny said give him until June 20th. So that's another 30 games of sample size. I'm willing to acquiesce to Denny Matthews and what he thinks is in his best interest. But it ain't looking good so far. We can get mad at Hunter Renfroe, and I'm not saying you're wrong at being mad about Hunter Renfroe. They had to get MJ Melendez out of their lineup. They did that. One of the reasons why the Royals offense right now is ranked 28th, one of those reasons is Salvador Perez and his inability to get going almost 50 games into the season.
I am ready to have the conversation about if Father Time has caught Salvador Perez. I'm ready right now to have the conversation. You might not be, the text line might not be, Twitter might not be, Royals fans might not be ready to have it, but I'm ready to have the conversation today if we choose, because I'm looking at my own social media, and on April 12th, when the Royals were mired in that terrible stretch of baseball, remember, they couldn't do anything right. I put on social media, I don't think today's the day, but at some point this season, we're going to have a conversation about, is Salvador Perez washed? Since then, it hasn't been a gangbusters ride from Perez offensively. So I'm ready today to have the conversation. Now, I'm not saying cut him. I'm not saying run him out of town. I'm not saying any of those things. But he is having the worst statistical offensive season of his career. His OPS is 591. That's really bad.
It ain't good.
He's a negative WAR player. He basically cost you a game, a season by playing him. And he is every day in pen, not in pencil. They put him on the lineup for the four spot. Now that is indicative of the Royals' larger offensive problems. But at 35 years old, having the worst offensive year of his career at a taxing physical position for a guy that has had some nagging injuries this year. Remember, he was a hamstring. I think he left a game earlier this year with a shoulder problem. He has left a few games because that's what happens with 35-year-olds. They start to have a little more wear and tear. I'm ready today to have the conversation. If we don't want to have the conversation today, we can wait. But all the markers are there of, uh-oh, it could be Father Time finally beating Salvador Perez.
And I don't disagree with you. I'm not ready to call him that. Are you ready to throw that on there? Are you ready to go out on the limb and say it? Because you know once you say it, you can't take it back. Are you ready to say it for Salvi? Because I'm willing to give him another month. I'm telling you
you're
right
now. You're
only
going to a month?
We are a week away from Memorial Day. I'm willing to give Salvi. If Denny says give him till June 20th, I'll give Salvi till June 20th to turn things around. The weather is about to heat up. The offense as a whole has been a little bit slow. I'm willing to give Salvi the benefit of the doubt. But there is no question that what you're saying is accurate. I mean, Salvi has hit more than 20 home runs every year since 2014. If he's going to hit more than 20 home runs this year, he got to get going. He has two so far in his first 175 plate appearances. Last year, he had 104 RBIs. How many RBIs do you think you get this year from Salvi? We talk a lot about this offense in being a big four with Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, and Salvador Perez. A major reason why their offense is struggling, it's not just the back half of their roster, which certainly leaves a lot to be desired. Vinny is not the player that he was on July 31st. Neither is Salvador Perez. Salvador Perez hasn't been the same player since July 31st. Their offense is not good enough to make up for the lack of what you're getting from Vinny, the lack of what you're getting from Salvador Perez, and in addition to how depleted the back half of their lineup is?
I think I'm not giving him a month unless they move him out of the four spot. If he starts hitting in the six spot, or they move him down to give him a little bit of break because he's just not hitting well enough, I will give him a larger leash. But if it's June 1, June 2, June 3, and it's the Tiger series, the Tigers are coming in town at the beginning of June, end of May, and he's still hitting 220-something with an OPS of 590, I think it's time to maybe say the thing.
Are you ready to say it?
I'll give him...
You holding out?
I'll give him another week.
You're giving him 1 week, so you're giving him till Memorial Day.
I'm giving him for end of May. May 31st.
Okay. All right.
So 2 weeks. Okay. I guess I give him 2 weeks.
He's in 2 weeks. Okay.
But I think we can say this without saying the thing about Salvador Perez. If the Royals season does not end in the playoffs, I think one of the things we will look back at and say that we made a mistake by not saying preseason is the Royals put too much on a 35-year-old catcher to be part of their offense. You know how me and you have had this conversation with Kelsey about the upcoming season a lot? Hey, you know, load management, Travis Kelsey. Don't make him the highest target guy. You now have Xavier Worthy, Rasheed Rice. We have this conversation about the best way to maximize Travis Kelsey. We were not having those conversations in February about Salvador Perez, and maybe we should have, because the idea that a 35-year-old catcher with, 16,000 Major League Baseball games or something insane like that is going to produce the same way he did at 23, at 35, may have been a mistake by us to not bring up earlier, because everything we say about Kelsey in the summer, hey, you got to load management and play it right, we should have been saying about Salvador Perez in January, but we didn't, and they bat him in the four spot, and it's a problem.
Okay. It sounds to me like you kind of dancing a little bit. I'm going to keep it real with you. It sounded like you're dancing a little bit. It sounds like you want to call him the word, but once that word leaves your body, you can never put it back in. You can never unsay those words.
Do you think he should be the four hitter?
No. I don't know what their option is if he's not the four hitter.
They don't have one on the roster.
No, they don't.
They just don't.
I mean, they don't have basically a 4 through 9. They don't have it on their team. So this offense, they don't really have a choice other than, hey, Salvi, we need you, big fella. We need you. I mean, it is noticeable this year, the difference. He had 27 home runs last year. He has 2 so far. He had 104 RBIs last year. He has 21. You mentioned his WAR. Last year, his WAR was 2.5. Right now, it's -0.9. You have a drastically different Salvador Perez than you had last season. So again, we can pinpoint different people on why the offense is and pick the low-hanging fruit, or we can address it. One of their most important offensive pieces, a guy that they have been able to pretty routinely expect 20 home runs and at least 85 RBIs, is not close to that player right now. And that is a major reason for why their offense is struggling so far. Let's talk about this Caitlin Clark issue for just a little bit. All right, on both sides. This is a good thing. I don't know why we have to act like it's not a good thing that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese got into a little bit of a scrum yesterday. Good. I hope it continues. How do we think that rivalries are born? Now, I understand that we haven't seen many of these because most of these rivalries were already established when we were born. You didn't need to see the building of the Chiefs and the Raiders. All of that happened before we got here. You didn't need to see the building of Packers and Bears. All the heavy lifting happened before we got here. But if you are, and I know it doesn't seem like it because the WNBA has been around for some time, but still in some ways a very new and fledgling league, you do this by the building block. The building block was your college rivalry. It is now transferred into the professionals. And there always something happens whenever they play each other. The hard foul last year on Caitlin Clark, where she got hit in the head. This year, pushing her down to the ground. How do we think a rivalry happens? It's instances like this. Now, I think that's a clear flagrant foul, at least by the guidelines of today. It's not the hardest foul that I've ever seen, but it's obvious that Caitlin pushed her to the ground. Angel gets up. She's got a little bit of energy for her. She goes back and forth. Good. the fact that we are talking about the WNBA at all is a positive for them. And I'm tired of seeing people that like the WNBA complain about how we decide to now talk about the WNBA. It reminds me of this scene in The Wire. For those of you that have seen it, in season one, Orlando wants to be in the drug game. Desperately wants to be in the drug game. He sees all the money that Stringer gets and Avon gets, and he wants to be in the drug game. Well, he gets caught up in the drug game. He gets arrested. And then he goes to Levy, the lawyer, and basically is like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to sign this paper until you guys get me a bail bondsman. And, you know, he kind of puts some pressure on him, and eventually he gets him to sign. And he said something very important in that scene. He said, you wanted to be in the drug game. Now you're in it. I feel like the WNBA for the last 25 years has begged and begged and begged for people like me, people like you, people like Rob to care and pay attention. We finally care and pay attention and watch it and interact with their sport. And now they're mad at the how? No, you don't get to do that. The hot takes and the think pieces that come with the increased eyes on your sport. We do this with the NBA all the time. We do this with the NFL. We do this with baseball. We do this with all of these other things. No, you don't get to choose now on whether you want to be in it. You wanted our attention. You wanted us to care. You wanted us to acknowledge that you are a sport. We do all of those things. We talk about your stars. You don't get to now be mad at how it happens. I pushes somebody down every game. I do. I hope it happens every single game. I remember this was, I don't remember when. Those of you that watch UFC, you'll know the fight that I'm referencing. I think it was Conor McGregor or Khabib or somebody Conor McGregor was fighting, whooped his ass, beat him up. And then the guy was still kind of mad. Like he still wanted to keep fighting somebody. And eventually the guy Khabib, he like got up on the gate and then went to go attack somebody else. Again, tell me if I'm wrong, text line 913-586-7965. This is just how I remember it. The guy Khabib looked real mad. He went to go fight all these other people. And I remember the announcers were like, we don't need this in the sport of USC. You hate to see this. And I'm thinking, I would absolutely love to see this. If every UFC fight ended with one of the fighters going in the crowd and starting to fight fans, I'd watch every single UFC fight. This is not a bad thing for the WNBA that your biggest star pushed another one of your big stars. Good. I hope it continues. I hope they keep doing it. I'm not going to make it seem like I'm the biggest WNBA fan in the world, but I keep up with it. I watch it. I don't mind it. It's all right. It's cool. It's growing. We know more and more of their stars. They got recognizable names. They're turning into household names. They're starting to sell products and be in commercials. They're starting to be legitimately famous people in the WNBA. You got to just accept everything that comes with it. And part of it that comes with it is the casuals and the people that don't watch it will have comments on your sport. This happens all the time with the NFL. This happens all the time with the NBA. This happens with baseball. The fact that it is happening to you is a good thing. The MLS would love to get the attention that the WNBA gets. When's the last time that we talked about NASCAR as a country? Never. We don't do those things. The WNBA has reached that point. Embrace what you are. I hope Caitlin Clark pushes somebody every single game. I don't know when they play again. I don't know who they're playing. Find one of the good players on their team and push her down so we can argue about it. I love it.
I understand what you're saying, but I think you're talking out of both sides of your mouth a little bit here. Because I was here, I was on the show, and it was either last week or 2 weeks ago. You sat there and complained about the way people cover the NBA. You said you want the conversation to be more about the basketball and less about the narrative driven and less about the off-court antics and less about this. You wanted the actual sport, the sport on the floor covered. The WNBA wants the sport on the floor covered, and you're now advocating, let's not talk about the fact Caitlin Clark was hooping. Well, let's talk about her fouling girl.
And I guess maybe what I would say is the difference is, I am a casual WNBA fan. I'm not with the NBA. I don't mind all the extracurricular stuff with the NBA. I like it. I want a little bit more balance than what we currently get. I want a little bit more balance than what we get. With the WNBA, I don't really want a lot of balance. I want the drama and the tea. I like the tea with the WNBA. So good, give us more of the tea. Great, at least for me. I understand people that would complain about that and want the focus to be on their sport. I'm not a big enough fan to want the focus to be on the sport. I don't care. Give me the storylines. Give me the drama. I look at like the WWE. Give me storylines. I want heroes and villains. I love Caitlin Clark. I love that she makes people mad. I love it. It's great. So sign me up for it. Sign me up. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, just because you don't hear about NASCAR doesn't mean people don't talk about NASCAR. I'm telling you, I consume a lot of sports media. People ain't talking about that sport, man. I'm sorry. I imagine somebody is talking about it. I'm telling you, ain't a whole lot of people that's talking about it. The NASCAR would love to get the treatment that the WNBA gets right now. We were having this conversation actually at work. How many WNBA players are more famous than Bobby Witt Jr.? It was actually a very lively discussion we were having earlier. The WNBA is starting to develop legitimate household names. And I think a lot of that is the growth in women's sports in general. Women's college basketball is certainly more popular than it was 5-10 years ago. NIL, I think, has greatly helped in developing superstars and developing players. Like, it's a legitimate thing that people are watching and paying attention to. And we're seeing it, I mean, it kind of feels like at the ground floor. So I want to continue to see Caitlin Clark have success. I like Angel Reese. I don't like how she acts all the time, but I like her as a character. Keep signing me up for more storylines, because we're about to lose the NBA here very, very quickly. And if you're telling me the only thing I can look forward to in June is, in July, is watching Royals score one or two runs a night, sign me up. No thanks. Y'all got it. I need to watch something else. I need other excitement in my sports calendar. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Dan Hawkins. He is the Speaker of the House in the state of Kansas. We're going to talk to him about the Kansas pursuit of the Chiefs and the Royals. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We got Dan Hawkins coming up in just a bit. He is the Speaker of the House in the state of Kansas. He believes that the Chiefs and the Royals are moving across state line. We'll ask him about it coming up in about 15 minutes or so. I need you guys to help me with one thing, and maybe I'm just off on this and there is really a demand for this and I'm just missing it. Sometimes I'm off the mark on things. I don't want the NFL players to compete in the Olympics. I don't think it's the spirit of what the Olympics are. I know that we send basketball over there, but basketball is an international game. There's a presence in Canada. There's a presence in France. There's a presence in Europe. I mean, the NBA is an international game. That's not what football is. Football is not an international game. Football is an American game. I want to see Major League Baseball get back to participating in the Olympics because baseball is such a national and international game. That's not what football is. So I don't really see the purpose or reason for why NFL players would be allowed to play in the Olympics. But the NFL players want to participate in the Olympics because they are adding flag football to the next Olympics. It's also in the United States. It's in LA. So I certainly get why the players would want to participate. And the NFL is going to have a vote coming up later this week to determine if they can participate or not. Here's Ian Rappaport.
I think to me, just kind of my read on the situation, because it was introduced pretty late, right? Like a couple days before the meeting, it was kind of added to the agenda. That makes me think that a lot of the discussion has already happened. I mean, I'm not saying they're not going to debate it, but to me, adding something like this, a fully detailed resolution right before the owners' meeting, means there must be at least enough support to give this like real consideration. So,
Thank God, add this now. They should do this.
I mean, it feels like there's a pretty good chance it happens now. I would say I was interested in one per team because like. I don't know how you, like, what if there's more? Like, there's probably two guys deserving. Like, it's not going to be perfect. And, like, if you're the second guy in a team, but you're the best, I don't know, tight end or whatever it is, like, should you not be allowed? Like, I have questions there, but it feels to me like there's enough support where, like, this could be an unbelievably star-studded Olympic, like, must-see event.
My question would be, though, to who? Are we clamoring to watch NFL players play up against random people from other countries in flag football? Like, the reason basketball or these other events are so interesting is because you know you're watching the best of the best. Can these other countries field a team that would make things competitive? Is Canada fielding a good team? Is Brazil feeding a good team? Like, who's the quarterback for these other teams, these other countries? I just don't really see the positives in it. The NFL is already fully embraced an international mission, so it's not like other countries now don't get NFL games. It's not like the English Premier League is sharing their games with us. We give them NFL games. Hey, London, you want NFL games? We give you real, actual, not preseason games. We give you real regular season games. We give games to Brazil. We give games to Mexico. We give games. They're playing games in Germany now. They're talking about playing games in China. Like, we give you a lot internationally. I'm not a fan of it. I would not vote to let NFL players play in this. I don't really see the positives. It seems like there's only negatives to it. And you know how mad you would be if in an event in which doesn't really mean anything. Like, they're like, I don't really know how you can take pride in this. If you lose your wide receiver or you lose your tight end on a torn Achilles or something that happens when he cuts, and you lost him in a flag football game against Indonesia in the Olympics, I just don't really see a whole lot of the positives in letting NFL players play. It sounds like they're going to let them play. I just don't really see why we would let them play in this event.
So I'm going to tell you the thing I tell you in the back in the office here a lot. There's the way the world should be and the way the world works. What you're describing makes sense to me. Hey, if you're, we want to use the Chiefs. If you are a fan of the Buffalo Bills and you're like, man, I love Josh Allen and he goes to the Olympics and hurts himself and your season is ruined because the U.S. beat down, I don't know, France 72-0 and he got hurt, you would be devastated. An owner would feel a financial ramification. It is everything you just said. But there's the way the world should be versus the way the world is. The way the world is the NFL's making it known. We want to be an international sport. And the only way to do that is to highlight our sport on a national level. But what's the best way to do that? It's the Olympics. It's not a Jaguars game in Berlin.
You're right. But I would say, though, the difference is, because somebody else says, CDOT, it's about the gold medal. They want it to be like the NBA. But the difference in the NBA is it is seeing your country go up against the other really talented players. Like, Rob, I can read to you the Canadian team from this year in the basketball. Like, I can pull it up for you. Yes, I want to see the American team go up against that team because they have really good players. I mean, the NBA MVP is from Toronto. They got RJ Barrett on their team. They got Jamal Murray on that team. They got Andrew Wiggins on. They got guys you've heard of. What country are you even thinking can field anywhere close to a competitive 7-on-7 against the United States team? What starting quarterback in the National Football League is from a country not from America? Who is that person? Who's the starting quarterback right now in the league is not from America? Everybody, not everybody, but if I had to guess, 98% of the NFL players are from the United States. That's not the case in the NBA. That's not the case in Major League Baseball. That's why I want to see them compete at the highest level. This isn't, football's not an international game, and that's okay. I love football for what it is. It ain't an international game. It's not a game where there's a lot of players from Brazil in the National Football League, a lot of players from Kenya in the NFL that I want to see their best go up against our best. I already see all the best football players. They're from the 50 states.
I would also say this. Let's say they don't let NFL players in. I think they're going to, but let's say they don't. You and I both know the think piece that's coming when me, you, Gold, and Cody, which are basically what we'd field for the United States, loses an Olympic matchup to the Dominican Republic. It is going to be DEFCON 1 on First Take, and we got to get these NFL players in there. Because remember, baseball took their major leaguers out of the Olympics for a while. And then, you know what happened? The U.S. stopped winning all the golds, and people were irate. People didn't know what to do. Remember when we sent the B team to the FIBA World Championships and the United States didn't win gold in basketball? It was DEFCON 1. We can't have a team without LeBron and Durant on it. So imagine what happens if the non-NFL players go play in the Olympics and don't win gold. It would be August content is done on First Take in 2028 if that happens. And that sounds nauseating to deal with just as a consumer of sports.
Yeah, maybe I'm on the other side. I'm seeing a lot of people right now. The Olympics is something we dominate. It's not supposed to be entertaining. But I always feel like I'm watching our best go up against their best. Yes, we might dominate in Olympics. I don't question on whether or not China can compete in the Olympics. We might dominate in these sports. I don't even know if you made the best, like if you created just United States against the world, I'm not even sure what the other seven players would be. I'm talking about non-American born players in the National Football League. Can they even field a competitive 7-on-7? And if you, like we joke in the NBA about like plumbers and brick masons. If you're telling me that the excitement is watching Justin Jefferson go up against a flag football player from Mexico, I'm okay. Y'all can have that sport. I don't need to see how it's going to go. I know how it's going to go. Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in the world. I don't think this guy who is not a professional football player is going to be able to cover him. I don't think it's going to be that fun or that exciting. If they want to do this flag football idea, why don't they create their own flag football tournament during the league? I'd be really excited to see that. If that's what they want to do instead of the Pro Bowl is create 7-on-7 flag football teams and do a tournament, I'm all for doing that. There's a lot of good players that their team doesn't make the postseason that you could create a fun and competitive 7-on-7 tournament. I'm telling you right now, watching the United States play Kenya in a 7-on-7 game with NFL players does not sound very fun to me. It sounds like a 49-0 drubbing from the United States to that team or whomever they could go up against. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Hawkins. He is the Speaker of the House in the state of Kansas. They want the Chiefs. They want the Royals. How close are they? We'll find out. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.